It's now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by the Cause football coach, that is Mike Paramore, in our conversation with the coach each and every week presented by First State Bank. Coach, two games in, your team 1-1, very tough out in week one with number two ranked Sabetha, but your team bounces back last week on the road at Riverside, a tough Big 7 tilt, but you guys are able to get the win with a nice second half, 20-6 that final. Give us your thoughts and takeaways from the game against Riverside.
I was really pleased overall the way our kids performed. I mean, we kind of started a little bit slow offensively. We got to just clean up some things where we shoot ourselves in the foot, penalties, turnovers, and those kind of things. But defensively, really proud of how we played. They got some guys that are playmakers and are dangerous, and we kept them in check. The one score they did get was after an interception that took it down to about our 20-yard line. So pleased how the defense played. Then offense, we kind of cleaned some things up and got going second half. So, you know, we're progressing.
Yeah, and you talk about just making adjustments. It was 6-6 at halftime. Was it a scenario where you made legitimate adjustments, or was it just a scenario that the team just played better?
Well, I think it's biggest thing, we just played better. I think, our guys are tuning into what we want to get done, and sometimes what you do in practice, it takes a little while to transition over to what you want in the game, and it moves a little bit faster, and you know, those guys are a little bit better than what our practice squad gives us, so it takes some adjustment time. But we cleaned some things up. I like the way we continued to play hard and did some good things and put together a couple nice drives that got us some scores there in the second half.
Yeah, I just want to touch base again on the defense. You talk about how well they played. You hold Riverside to just 34 rushing yards and also 21 passing yards, and you limit them to just 4 first downs. Boy, again, just it doesn't matter who you're playing. Those numbers really speak for themselves. And just talk about the defense again a little bit more detailed and how they played.
Yeah, just nice job. Had good scheme going in. Felt really good about how we were going to go defend them. And then, you know, the guys went out and executed. And playing defense, you know, you line up good. And then from there, you play extremely hard. Get everybody to run to the football. And if they can do that, I think you got a good chance to be a good defensive team. We tackled well. Which is a good thing also, because those big backs are tough to deal with. And their quarterback was dangerous. They got some skilled guys they can throw it to. So really pleased with the total defensive effort we had.
And you guys rushed for 223 yards. Your quarterback, Tristan Gordon, 18 carries, 109, and 2 touchdowns. You know, he's replacing a guy in Gunnar Ball last year who was an all-league player, threw for 1,500 yards. Is it been just maybe the matchups here in the first couple of weeks? Are you trying to get him more going in the passing game? Obviously, the rushing game has been there, but maybe the passing game not so much. Has it just been matchups? Are you trying to progress the pass game a little bit with him?
Yeah, we're just working on the whole thing. I mean, Tristan making that transition from being, running back to quarterback, and there's a lot of things that go on that. Plus, we're replacing all our skill guys on the offensive side of the ball as far as guys catching the ball and running routes. So, you know, it takes some time. It's a work in progress with where we're going. We obviously want to be multiple in what we're doing offensively because, we feel he is very dangerous with the ball in his hands, running the ball, and now we just need to get that we're a threat also in the passing game so people just don't stack the box and try to take him away from that.
Perry LeCompton head football coach Mike Paramore joining us. They are 1-1 through the first two games and now get set for a home tilt against top-ranked Nemaha Central. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. It's our Perry LeCompton locker room chat. It continues here tonight, presented by First State Bank and also Heinen Repair. Brandon Tamman joined by Cause head football coach, that is Mike Paramore, as they get set for a week 3 battle. Best team in the state right now, coach. The number one team, and that is Nemaha Central, defending state champs. Thunder come rolling into your house on Friday night. And, you know, some thought maybe before the season started, they lost a lot of quality pieces, skilled position players from last year, but you knew they were going to be very talented. They jump right out in their first two games. It does not look like much different of a team that won the state title a year ago.
Yeah, good-looking football team. I mean, it's just, you know, you different names, but they're doing the same kind of things they did last year and, you know, very explosive what they're doing offensively. Got some big guys up front that come off the football well. Offensively, they're very multiple in what they're doing. So from a defensive standpoint, we got a lot of things we got to defend. And defensively, a very sound team. They run the ball well. They're schemed well. They tackle well. Great challenge. But, I mean, they're a program that's why they're doing what they do, why they were state champions last year. Yeah, that group of seniors leaves on, but that next group wants their turn, and it's their chance to go do their thing. So, you know, we're going to have to play extremely well.
Line play, of course, important in every single game that you play, but does it feel like it's maybe a little bit more important when you play Nemaha Central with the guys that they have and the size they have up front?
Yeah, they're a handful to deal with. I mean, we're just watching film. Their D-line's very disruptive. and they do some things that, if you can't get that going, it makes it tough just to do anything, whether they run the ball or throw the football. So we're going to have to do some things to see if we can put some drives together, chew some time off the clock, change the field position. But, very good. And the pass kid, he's the real deal, man. He's something else. He's a handful.
Yeah, no doubt. Holden Bass, Northwest Missouri State commits, and obviously someone you're going to have to hone in on. So when we talk about keys, when we talk about expectations, keys to the game, what's it going to take to get a win? What stands out? What's on the chalkboard this week?
We talk the same language every week. It's just, we got to take care of us first. We got to make sure that, we go out and we have a good plan in place, understand what the plan is, how we're going to execute what we do, and then doing that with some great effort. And those kind of things, if we play hard, we have a good scheme, and we execute to the best of our ability, we give ourselves a chance. And, I think our kids are getting better at practice, understanding how we want to practice, and just continue to get better and grow up. And we want to just see improvement every week.
Mike Paramore, Perry LeCompton head football coach. Our conversation each week brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause 1-1 through the first 2 weeks, coming off the win against Riverside. They return home, but they get top ranked in 2A. That is Nemaha Central, the defending 2A state champs. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you for your time.